This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May He shower upon you contentment, peace, tranquility, mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our month and bless our worship. Ameen. Ya Rab, welcome to episode 2 of our Ramadan series, Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Imam Muslim, he relates to us a hadith on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And this hadith is authentic, for his compilation of hadith is authentic. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu teaches us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وغشيتهم الرحمة سبحان الله وحفتهم الملائكة لا إله إلا الله وذكرهم الله في من عنده الله أكبر سبحان الله. Such a beautiful narration, brothers and sisters in Islam. True moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that there's no group of people who come together in a house from the houses of Allah to study the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Quran, to recite it and to learn its teachings and its instructions. There's no group of people who do this except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with 4 blessings. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes contentment and serenity and tranquility to descend upon their hearts and chests and souls, subhanallah. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes them to be engulfed in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just about Allah's mercy descending upon them, but it descends upon them in such a way that they become engulfed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. That's number two. The third gift, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes angels to descend upon this gathering and to encircle the gathering so that the borders of this gathering are filled with the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. What's number four? The fourth gift, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people of this gathering to His angels. Subhanallah. What would we pay, brothers and sisters in Islam, to have just one of these four gifts? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us via His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we can have all four by having a unique relationship with the Quran. Now, there's many talking points from this narration, brothers and sisters in Islam. We've just highlighted perhaps the most important point, but let's go through this narration in stages very quickly. Firstly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's no group of people that gather in a house from the houses of Allah. Meaning this particular narration and the rewards mentioned therein, are these rewards specific to those who seek knowledge only in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning they come together to learn the Quran, to recite the Quran only in a masjid, or do they qualify to receive these rewards if they learn the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively outside of the masjid? It might be even online, right? We know during COVID, everything went online, and before COVID, there were many facilitating applications, online applications that connected teachers to classes, and collectively in a virtual sense, people read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and people studied the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about those who do so in an Islamic seminary, in a university, or in a building establishment? Do these rewards apply to them? And the scholars of Islam, Islamic scholarship, state that yes, these rewards apply to them. And as for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning particularly in a house from the houses of Allah, this is an idea that falls under the category of kharaja makhraj al-ghalib. Kharaja makhraj al-ghalib is a principle found in the books of jurisprudence, methodology, or usulul fiqh. And it denotes that sometimes we have narrations that state something, however, it doesn't denote that the rewards or body of the instruction is connected to that statement, but rather that statement was shared because that was a norm at the time. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a house from the house of Allah, because the norm at the time was that people gathered in Masjid al-Nabawi, or they gathered in a masjid to seek knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he held his classes in Masjid al-Nabawi after migration from Mecca to Medina. So the rewards are not specific for those who recite the Quran collectively and study the Quran collectively in a masjid, but rather the rewards are specific to the act itself. So wherever the act is done, then these rewards apply to it. So this is point number one, or another point. We learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes contentment to descend upon this group of people. Why, brothers and sisters in Islam? No doubt, they are in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just any remembrance, the greatest remembrance. Why? Because this circle of knowledge here is connected and dedicated to the Quran, the final testament, the timeless miracle, the revelation that Allah revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and promised himself to preserve. And by these individuals collectively reciting the book, learning how to recite it properly, and learning the instructions of the book, they are part of the process of preserving it. So they are blessed, and as such Allah showers upon them contentment. Their hearts feel tranquil, their chests feel content, their eyes feel peaceful. This is the reality of a person who lives in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when they are connected to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this group of people who collectively learn how to recite the Quran and learn the instructions of the Quran, is that Allah caused them to be engulfed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Wallahi, brothers and sisters in Islam, how in need are we of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, right? Especially in this day and age, there's so much going on. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Not just Allah's mercy descending upon us, but descending upon us in abundance, such that we become engulfed by His mercy. And nobody knows the reality of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's so vast. It constitutes that which we consider good for ourselves and that which we haven't even thought about, subhanallah. And when we are connected to the Quran, when we dedicate our lives to the Quran, when we make the Quran a companion, we open for ourselves these unprecedented opportunities, brothers and sisters in Islam. So that's the second gift. What's the third gift? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels dedicated towards roaming the globe, searching for majalis al-dhikr, these circles of knowledge in which people learn how to recite the Quran and learn about the Quran and teach the Quran. And these angels are known as as-sayyahun, as we find in other narrations. And when they find these circles of knowledge, immediately they call out to the other angels and say, come, come, for we have found what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to go and search for. And then they descend upon this gathering and encircle the people of this gathering. La ilaha illallah. What do you think, brothers and sisters in Islam, about the people in a gathering that are encircled by the angels, the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then the fourth gift, subhanallah, what a great gift. A true moment, subhanallah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions us to His angels. La ilaha illallah. Again, what would we pay, brothers and sisters in Islam, to have this honor? Allah mentions us to His angels. And when Allah mentions us to His angels, brothers and sisters in Islam, we become famous with the angels of Allah. We're not talking about a Facebook page with a million followers from the human race. We're talking about, brothers and sisters in Islam, you having a following of angels. Right? You are the celebrity and your fans are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality, brothers and sisters in Islam, of a person and a group of people connected to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just does so much for us. And we're in the month of Al-Quran. And no doubt, again, a month of transformation, and definitely transformation with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making it a true companion that we recite it and we learn about its meanings, and then we implement its meanings, and then we teach other people what we know of its meanings, and then also we ponder over the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly checking how close we are to its instructions, how far we are away from its instructions, understanding why we so far away from its instructions, and understanding what we can do to close that gap between us and the ideals that the Quran instructs us towards. That's tadabbur, right? So we have this relationship of tadabbur as well. And also, brothers and sisters in Islam, last but not least, we also use the Quran as a means of cure, as a shifa. So I leave you with these words. Indeed, as the pious before us used to say, this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it raises nations in rank and it debases nations as well. Those who are close to it are raised, and those who are far from it are debased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the raised ones. May Allah raise us in this life by making us from the family of Al-Quran in this life, and raise us in the hereafter by making us also from the family of Al-Quran in the hereafter. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.